God bless the flag, we all beating our chests. When it's peace, it's the same old game, the same old players, same old names. My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
Yes, this is melanated babies. Can you feel the power in the statement? Mind is omnium, so awakened, this is Satan. I feel so amazing.
Looking for a reason, blame it on my melanated greatness. More than just a conscious rapper, overall I am the greatest. My kindness ain't no weakness, on the slick they really hating. I know they want my spot, but they could never ever take it. No, this ain't no movie, so it ain't no trading places. Very unappreciative, nothing about them gracious. No, I ain't no doctor, but they testing all my patients. They the common denominator to the equation. My ass is black as tar, my spirit on fire, blazing. Step up in the room, you're feeling my vibration. Embracing voodoo and moving like I'm a Haitian. Cry for Haru, make moves across the nation. Just like you, so rock, I study the master basics. Black or old trade, say ya, Shakur Kwesi. Banging like a Scary Ali. That's on the daily. Me, I'm super free. He bricked the foundation.
This is melanated greatness, greatness. Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement?
Feel it.
Mind insomnia, I'm so awakened. Meditation,
yeah.
Dirt, I activate it. Fully blazing, this is sacred.
Woo.
I feel so amazing. This is melanated greatness, greatness. Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement?
Feel it.
Mind insomnia, I'm so awakened. Meditation,
yeah.
Dirt, I activate it, fully blazing, this is sacred. I feel so amazing
that I'm just sitting contemplating. Focus, trying to find a way to change our situation.
Woo.
I ain't got 400 years for waiting to celebrate. Step into the mainframe of they brain, time to replace it.
Yeah.
No lie, that software is outdated. Let me upgrade you. Feel sharp and steel, but still with the stainless. Splash with the titan till the blood hit the pavement. Ready for the war, swear it's about to get crazy. Chemtrails, God, look, hey, face it. This is genocide on a whole generation. They jealous of a melanated greatness. Danger, my skin, my sin. Police sirens and the gunshots blazing. Crazy, struck by the bullet of the barrel or the gun of a bitch. Why don't I bake it? Hatred, feeling in danger. Major, black power, fist raising. Introduce the program, we retraining. Free men,
create
the foundation. Reaching for the top and we started in the basement. You can see the hunger in the
melanated greatness, greatness, greatness. Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement?
Feel it.
Mind insomnia, I'm so awakened. Meditation,
yeah.
Dirt, I activate it. Fully blazing, this is sacred.
Woo.
I feel so amazing. This is melanated greatness,
greatness, greatness.
Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement?
Feel it.
Mind insomnia, I'm so awakened. Meditation,
yeah.
Dirt, I activate it. Fully blazing, this is sacred.
I feel so amazing.
This is melanated greatness.
We melanated. They know we are the greatest. Ain't even gotta debate it. Staring at the faces of a racist. Smiling but ready and anxious to get this missing Western aiming and bang it at the faces of your brother, cousin, mother, father, or your baby. Man, hello. Rest in power, calling gangs. None of my niggas not playing no games. They speak about freedom, but can you explain? Why do they treat us like slaves? Beat us and keep us insane. Kill us in race, compared to no other race. I don't understand it. First people on the planet at an economic disadvantage. This is not prophecy, this is planet. When yourself off of the beast, then it's annexed. Advantage, advantage. His mechanic is from the image. Imagine your own world. In a palace with your home grill. 1,000 acres, you the owner. But cap full tourism be like no sir. And catch me pouring libation for my ancestors who died for our black nation. For my brothers and sisters who shine a light from the darkness between that spot between your faces.
This is melanated greatness,
greatness.
Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement?
Feel it.
Mind insomnia, I'm so awakened. Meditation,
yeah.
Dirt, I activate it. Fully blazing, this is sacred.
Woo.
I feel so amazing. This is melanated greatness,
greatness.
Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement?
Feel it.
Mind insomnia, I'm so awakened. Meditation,
yeah.
Dirt, I activate. They is fully blazing, this is sacred.
I feel
so amazing. This is melanated greatness,
greatness, greatness, greatness, greatness, greatness, greatness, greatness.
Let me talk to you.
I don't wanna fight, I don't wanna argue. If we acknowledge the problem, then maybe we can solve it. Babe, ain't gotta speak. Oh no, please don't bother. The pain too deep between you and me, don't let it go no farther. I respect you like my mother, you love me like your father. We barely knew our parents, so that made our job much harder. By the blind, we both was brought up. No love is what they taught us. We reciprocate the hate we learned, and somehow they still fought us. All we needed was some tender love and care. A crowded room, don't be confused, ain't none there. They all we needed was some tender love and care. Want you around, but you feel love when you not there. Oh, it ain't fair, you see. I promise I would never push you, never hit you. I would only love you. Yeah. Promise that I got you, that I'm proving there can never be another. Yeah. Promise that I got your back, and we would never let each other struggle. I honor that you got my back, cause you the brain, and baby, I'm the muscle, so I trust you. That's why I love you. You keep the devil beneath your feet, but God above you. Babe, that's why I trust you. That's why I love you. Each other, hey, my power couple, straight from the struggle. They lost some things along the way, but not each other. They call them. You can put the house in your name, I can put the lights in my name. You can put the gas in your name, put the layaway in my name. I can put the car in your name, put the cable in my name. I paid off with my change, never wanna hear you complain. Yeah, now I respect you like my sister, you trust me like your brother. Our friends have separated, but we still ain't left each other. They talk down because they jealous, move on is what they tell us. When the love is strong, get in your bone, it's known to be rebellious. All we needed was some tender love and care. You call on family, for some ain't none there. They all we needed was some tender love and care. You got that love and best you keep it, cause it's real. It ain't fair, you see. I promise I would never push you, never hit you, never disrespect you. Promise that if ever drama, I'm the one that's coming to protect you. Promise that I got your back, and if you ever feeling any pressure, I honor that you got my back, cause we unstoppable when we together. So I trust you, that's why I love you. You keep the devil beneath your feet, but God above you. Babe, that's why I trust you. That's why I love you. Each other, hey, my power couple, straight from the struggle. They left some things along the way, but not each other. They call us the power. You can put the house in your name, I can put the lights in my name. You can put the gas in your name, put the layaway in my name. I can put the car in your name, put the cable in my name. I'll pay it off with my change, never wanna hear you complain.
What's good, fam? This is Jobs, and you are tuning in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful. And per usual, par for the course for me, I have been extremely limited on what I can do on Facebook, so I'll probably be the only one talking, and I'm not going to make it too long, but I do want to give anyone an opportunity. I know I'm late. My apologies for that, but I had a good reason, man. I was on No Simp Zone with my homeboy, my family, Prince, so that was pretty dope. Shout out to Open Mind as well. But anyway, I need to keep doing this for me, because not only do I think that it's a healthy dialogue that could be had if anybody tuned in, about how it is working in healthcare. While black, honestly, you know, we deal with a lot of things that our counterparts don't have to deal with, and we know that. You know, our struggle is not the same. It just isn't. That's with everything in this country, but in a profession where giving is supposed to be, you know, the operative word, and they give a lot. They give you a lot of hell sometimes. hell that you didn't deserve, you know. But let me hit you with a fact just about healthcare in Black America. Did you know that National Healthcare Disparities Report, and this is from 2013, estimates Latinos and African Americans experience 30 to 40% poorer health outcomes than white America? Yeah, let that sink in. You know, and we got some good people out there working. We really do. I have worked with some phenomenal nurses over the years, some phenomenal STNAs over the years, some phenomenal doctors over the years, some phenomenal respiratory therapists over the years, and they all had the same skin color as me. And that's not to say that I have not worked with the opposites. I have, you know, but that's every profession and every ethnicity. It is what it is. But we all have struggles that are unique to the position that we're in healthcare. You know, I wrote something the other day, you know, about when a patient dies. And they teach you a lot in nursing school. And I can only speak to nursing school, you know, and I'm not discrediting or besmirching or whatever term you want to use, putting down any other entity in healthcare. I'm not. I have the utmost respect. Just going off my experience. But in nursing school, and it was, you know, admittedly a long time ago, they didn't teach you how to, they can't teach you how to deal with death. They can tell you to anticipate it. They can teach you what to say when you have to deal with someone's loved one passing, but they can't teach you the emotions. They can't teach you the tears that you have to watch on somebody's face. They can't teach you the fact that you may not be able to forget that for a long time, depending on the scenario, the patient, how you feel you performed during, if it was a cold or not, or a hospice. And you know, people tell you, well, don't take your work home with you. You're not a good healthcare professional if you're not taking your work home with you to some extent. You are. It affects every part of you. You have a really, really bad day, or let's just say, you know, you work in a nursing home and little Miss Susie has been your patient for 10 years and she passes away. You see little Miss Susie more than you see your own family. You develop a bond with little Miss Susie and she passes away. And a lot of people go home and don't have anybody to talk to, or they don't feel people are going to understand, or they don't want to burden their loved ones with the feelings that they trying to deal with. You know, there's a reason that there is a huge percentage of people in healthcare that abuse some type of substance, because we don't get a chance to talk. Typically speaking, like if a police officer shoots somebody, and I'm not, you know, we ain't getting into the politics right now, but when they shoot somebody, they get desk duty. They are required to go see somebody. Well, in healthcare, you know, especially if you work in the ER, you could see somebody die 2 or 3 times a week. And they expect you to show up the next day for your shift. We don't have that outlet. And then we typically want to ignore it. You know, when we get back to work, we may talk about it a little bit, but we try to put it on the back burner. We try to forget. But you don't forget. You don't forget the faces. You know, a lot of people don't have both the honor and the burden of being with someone as they take their last breath. A lot of people don't get that. And that's something that to try to explain that to your family members, it's damn near impossible. It just really is. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't try, and I'm not saying that our family doesn't love us, but if you're in healthcare, you know when you're talking to somebody else that's in healthcare, it's just a totally different ballgame. And that goes for any profession. Whether you're a carpenter or an accountant, having a conversation with somebody that does something that you do is totally different. They get the nuances. It's things you don't have to explain. Well, when people's lives are on the line, it's tough. And I'm not going to talk about, you know, like there are times people are human and they make mistakes. When a nurse or a doctor or a respiratory therapist or an STNA make a mistake, it could cost somebody their life. And it's not that you did anything intentional. It's not that you had any malice or forethought, nothing like that. It was a human error. But that weighs on you. People don't understand the value of being able to get some things off your chest. So if you work in healthcare while black, let's have an honest discussion. You know, have you experienced just overt racism on the job? I'd like to know. You know, I think we all have experienced the micro-racist incidents, you know. And that's another thing. It's like you expect it not to say anything, because if you say anything, then you're angry. And then we're not even going to talk about being a black male in nursing. You're perceived as the angry man still. And you are the whole essence of your job is giving of yourself to others. Yeah, you get a check, don't get me wrong, but the essence of your job is actually giving and giving a shit about other people. And you are automatically perceived when you walk in the door as the angry black man. You do not know how many times I have literally said the same thing to a particular individual as someone else in the same tone, in the same manner, and I am looked at totally different for saying exactly the same thing. That's another challenge that we have to face, and that's exclusive to the men in healthcare. Well, I'll say the male nurses and the male STNAs, and I won't put doctors in that one. To an extent, it's minimized. It's not as much, so I won't totally exclude them. But they suffer it just a little bit less because they're a doctor, and people look at doctors in a whole different reverence. And not to say they haven't earned that. You know, I don't want it to be perceived that they haven't earned their stripes. They have. It takes a lot to be a doctor, and it takes a hell of a lot to be a black doctor. I have seen them from residency or internship to staff, which is pretty dope. When you are able to see a young person come in to a hospital that you've been working at and see them when they first step foot on the campus and see them when they run in the show as far as their team is concerned, that's a beautiful thing to see too. And we got to do more celebrating. We really do. Celebrate each other, black people. If you're at work and... it doesn't matter if you know them or not. Random black person A, say hello. You know, talk to each other on the job. Act like we belong with each other, if nothing else. And listen to each other. We all gonna have bad days. We all gonna have things happen in our lives. But it's so much more stressful when you're dealing with other people's lives. Listen to each other. You know, make it a priority. If you see one of us sitting in the cafeteria by themselves, make sure you're the person that doesn't allow that unless they want that. You know, when you see somebody having a rough time at work, that's one of us, say something. And not in a negative way. How can I help you? What can I do to, you know, I see you may have done this wrong. Let me help you out with this. Let me show you how I go. We got to be better cheerleaders for each other on the job. We really do. And I know that to some people may have not, well, ain't nobody watching anyway. But to some people who check this out, it may rub them in the wrong way. But you got to talk about all aspects of healthcare. Our own, the way we treat each other, how we are treated, the treatment that we are given. You know, when you see your colleagues not giving good treatment, are you saying something? Because one day that's going to be us. You know, and I always tell people, you know, it's always better to be looking down than be looking up, because when you're looking up, you're a patient. And we will all be patients at some point in our lives. And we need to go to work operating under that premise. You know, but we also need to do a better job of not taking this bull crap. You know, we really do. Okay, my bad. Y'all know I can't multitask. And I don't know. Like I say, I'm not going to be doing this. You know, we'll probably do about another 10 minutes because I'm not really in. Hell, I didn't even get a number out. It's 347-855-8692. But like I say, we'll do another 10 or 15 minutes. I just want to start making this a habit. And once I can actually share, I think we'll be able to pop it off a little bit because I know that there are a lot of people out there that's in healthcare that have experienced the same bullshit that I've experienced or that had the same challenges that I have experienced and would like to talk about that. And hopefully we can build a network where we can encourage people just coming into healthcare to talk about it and to have an easier path than those of us that's been doing it for a long time have had. And also, you know, if we can help somebody get a gig, you know, if somebody helps you get a gig, act like somebody helps you get a gig. You know, please do that for us, you know. But let's be a strength to one another. You know, let's be a power structure for our own. Look out for your own people, both as patients and as colleagues. Don't look down on nobody. We all just as important, equally. You know, and look at them beautiful pictures, man. Look at those beautiful pictures, man. That's so damn powerful right there. How can you not love that, man? Black nurses do matter. You do. And don't let anybody take that away from you. All right? On that note, let me see. Yeah, we'll give it about 7 more minutes. And I'll let y'all know the number again. It's 347-855-8692. And if you are black and you work in healthcare at all, give us a call. And let me hit you with another fact. 25% of African Americans, 10% of white people have hypertension. Black patients are 10% less likely to be screened for high cholesterol than whites. In Forbes, in March of 15, the rate of hospitalization is 3 times as high for black Americans as it is for whites. And patients with low income are 10 times more likely to undergo limb amputation. That's so messed up. 10 times, poor patients are 10 times more likely to undergo limb amputation because it's cheaper for the hospital. Yeah, it's cheaper for the hospital. 25% of African Americans with high blood pressure. A quarter high blood pressure. You know, can lead to strokes, and clog up your veins, your arteries. High blood pressure can do so much damage in one's body. And 1 in 4. And yeah, I'm sure, you know, and please do correct me if I'm wrong. My little statistics ain't to be all end all to any statistics. And if you have something newer or I'm just flat out wrong, you know, don't curse me out, but politely let me know. I greatly appreciate the information, the time, and your energy to do that. But anyway, we'll be trying to do this. And I'm going to try to keep it to schedule from now on Sundays, 4:30 p.m., if you're working in healthcare from a black perspective, let's talk about it. Cause my skin is my sin radio. Damn, how do I fuck that up? This is My Skin Is My Sin Radio. Oh, Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only got one rule, respectful. We'll be back next Sunday. Maybe somebody will join us. I'll do a better job of promoting too. We out. Peace.